fair that way. I like those steel caps.
It's a good deal. They need to be worn all the time when you're messing around, especially the times that they would be drilling, you see, and that kind of work going on.
We were talking about gardens. What generally is grown around here?
Well, the first thing that they will plant will be, they'll put out onion sets, they'll plant lettuce.
And, is this head lettuce? Or?
It's a leaf lettuce, and some of it, they'll have two kinds sometimes, a brown and the regular lettuce. And then they'll have radishes. The little round red ones and the long icicle type radish, and green beans, usually Kentucky Wonder, kind of a flat big bean, and Bermuda onions too. Then they will have corn. Usually they'll put a little bit of corn in their garden, even if it's just a small garden. Sister, you want to refill our coffee cups? Please, ma'am? You can just unplug the pot.
All righty, sir.
All righty. I let you go home last time without asking you what you really like to eat.
Well, today, if you won't be offended, I think I'll leave about 11:30 if that'll be all right. Just go uptown, so I...
Why are you going to do that?
Well, I'll work over my worksheet. You want to be alone with your family.
Well, now, we just hadn't planned that at all.
Well, I wish I'd called then. And...
Oh, I just think those men would just be... I think they'd have their feelings hurt.
Well, I don't want to impose.
Well, you're not imposing at all.
Like a black cloud from the sky.
Oh, you're not imposing at all. I just didn't mean for you to do that. We're not going to let him do that, are we, Chrissy?
Oh.
He said he thought that if we wouldn't be offended, he'd go uptown and eat about 11:30, of all things.
Thank you.
We just won't have it, will we? Well, Brother would just be sick, and Lester would too. Oh, Lester got out and even Monday morning, you know, before we came home from Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a little messy fish.
Oh.
So I have him freezing in there for you to take home. And we're hoping that we can we'll get a little bag of ice or something before you go home and ice him down, because I have him freezing up in the top of my ice box. But we'll fix them so that they'll be all right for you to take home with you.
We might not even need ice. Just put them in two bags. It's only an hour from Stillwater.
Well, that's what I told Lester, that that part wouldn't be any trouble at all. But anyway, he fixed them. And I said, you'll laugh at this. I said, ooh, Daddy, that really is a nice big one. He has one with the head cut off.
Holy smart.
His eyes, see. They're perch and bass, I believe he said. He always has to tell me each time, because I can't even tell by looking. But anyway, I said, who do you want to give these to? Because sometimes when he brings them home, he wants to instead of our eating them. And he brings in enough, you see, that we aren't really hungry for fish like some people get hungry for them. And he said, well, I just kind of thought maybe we'd fix these for the professor. And I said, oh, I bet he'd like that.
Oh,
he said, except, and you know, now that I have these all cleaned,